To be frugal means to have a high joy-to-stuff ratio.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Well, hello, revolutionaries. This is Samantha Lee Wright, and we're not going to do a DIY dugout recipe today because the person I'm interviewing has a ton of really awesome recipes that she's sharing. So without further ado, let's get to the interview with Lindsay Blackburn. She's going to be sharing so many amazing tips of how you can really stretch your dollars further and still be an oily addict. So I'm here with Lindsay Blackburn, and we are going to talk today all about how to save money with essential oils and the most affordable essential oils that are out there, and lots of tips and tricks around that. So I'm super excited. For those who don't know Lindsay, she is a full-time working mom of two kids. She hails all the way from Northern California, but she's lived in Central Ohio for about 10 years. She is a high school teacher, or was a high school teacher and coach before transitioning to consulting in the area of school improvement. Now, she's a frugal mom. She runs her own Young Living essential oil business, and she's always finding ways to make her oils and her dollars stretch a little further. So I'm super excited for her to share all her wisdom with us today. Thanks so much for joining us, Lindsay.
So nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's start with your journey. How did you get started with essential oils?
Well, I had a few ladies in my neighborhood that invited me over to their classes to learn more. And I was really interested. I thought it was incredible information. I loved the history aspect and the benefits for health and wellness. At first, I thought that the starter kit was a really big investment, but when I really considered the benefits for my family, it was something that I knew I wanted in my life. But at the time, I was 5 months pregnant with our second baby, and I was just starting my new business as a consultant, as you mentioned. So with all that craziness at the time, it took me about a year before I finally committed to purchasing a starter kit. I wish one of those gals would have encouraged me a bit more to just jump in, you know, like taken me by the shoulders and shaken me and said, like, this is going to be good for you and your family and your babies, and you need this. I guess that's a good lesson that I learned, is that you need to shake people. No, I'm just kidding. Don't shake them, but just encourage people in a kind and persistent way if you're sharing oils with them, to sort of show them the light that oils can be such a game changer for a better life. And the truth is, I came to realize that the starter kit is absolutely a fantastic deal and a great investment. It's the only thing in Young Living that is half off. And I think that in one of your shows, you've called it the Cadillac of starter kits, mm-hmm. which I really like that phrase.
Cool.
As you noted, for the purpose related to the show topic, I'm also a cost conscious gal. I'm the bookkeeper in the family. I'm a couponer, a reducer, reuser, recycler. I've always been that way. And the truth is that most of us are working on limited budgets. So we have to kind of find a balance, right? We want the oils. We need the oils. We think they're amazing. So how do we find the balance between what we need with what we can actually afford? There's obviously a sweet spot there.
Well said. Absolutely.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order. Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
So those that are kind of newer to essential oils, do you want to kind of explain the price ranges that are out there for different types of oils or even within the same oil for different companies and things like that?
Sure. So I think it's important to kind of take one step back, which is how do we even figure out what oils cost? Like, what is the value of a particular oil and why is it that way? So some things to think about is how the oil is sourced and how it's produced. So one thing is, what plant does it come from? What's the species of the plant? What part of the plant does it come from? For example, the bark or the leaves. What is the current supply, availability, health of those seeds and those plants? How much plant material is actually needed to make one bottle of oil? And I'll give a good example of that in a little bit. What's involved in the growing and harvesting processes? Is it all organic? Is it hand weeded? The type and complexity of the distillation process. So is it steam distilled versus cold pressed? And then all sorts of things to think about with the business side of an oils company or an oils venture. There's overhead for the company in producing their products. They have their monthly bills, their payroll. Do they have partner farms? Are they doing marketing? Usually there's some trade group fees, product research, testing, packaging, and ongoing education are all examples. Also, the type of company is important. So there are several companies that produce oils that are multi-level marketing, MLMs. And those companies don't advertise. They pay their distributors, their independent distributors, to do that for them, to share the oil. So that can be a little bit more costly. But if you do some research on MLM, it's actually a fairly popular business model. There's hundreds of companies that follow that structure. So something to consider when you're looking at the cost of oil.
Yeah, I think that's a criticism that I hear a lot from mm-hmm. oils that sell through MLM is people say, well, that's what makes them so expensive because they're paying all their distributors to spread the word. And I think that that's a pretty big misconception. I think that it's maybe a little bit more expensive to do it that way, but really not that much more than a company that has to, let's say, pay for all the middlemen to put those oils into the store and all the marketing and advertising that goes into bringing awareness to that product without those direct salespeople. But then you've got, when you do have that direct sales, that direct customer to person-to-person relationship, you've got so much more value in that. So like how many of us that got started with Young Living would have been completely lost without the help of their friend that was telling support. Them or their mm-hmm. sponsor that, you know, plugged them into all the support groups and things like that.
Yeah, totally. If you even just think of marketing of like, let's say like a big time movie or something, what millions of dollars are they spending on advertising? MLMs are just doing it a little bit differently. They're spending their advertising budget in a different way. So one of the best ways to break down an oil's value is to determine its cost per drop. So I was doing a little searching around on the web. I came across this great PDF that showed a breakdown of these numbers. So it showed the cost per bottle plus tax, average tax and shipping and handling, and gave a total. And then what the person who created the spreadsheet then averaged that with the number of drops in the size of the bottle. So a 5 milliliter bottle typically has 85 or 90 drops, and a 15 milliliter bottle typically has about 250 drops. So the cost per drop decreases when you order the bigger bottles. That's tip number one. Mm-hmm. If it comes in 15 milliliter, just order the 15 milliliter because you'll be saving a little bit of money. So now that we have this sheet to tell us how much each oil cost per drop, that's a good way to sort of rank them, determine their value, not their value in terms of their benefits, but rather just in terms of price. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can put a link to the spreadsheet in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. I will do that. Maybe do you want to just share kind of like what's at the top and what's at the bottom for people?
Yeah. So I'll give an example of thyme. So thyme is one of the vitality oils. If you think about a sprig of thyme, have you seen a sprig of thyme? The leaves are really tiny and the oil is distilled from those leaves. So if we get back to our bullet points about what determines an oil's cost, that's going to take a lot of plant material to get, you know, one bottle of oil. But if you think about thyme, it's a pretty relatively abundant crop, easy to grow, et cetera. So thyme works out to be a fairly inexpensive, it's on the lower end side of the pricing at about 15 cents per drop. Frankincense. Oh, how I love my frankincense.
Yeah.
This oil is a bit pricier, so I guard it a little bit more closely. It's about double that of thyme. It's 31 cents per drop. The reasons are many. The Boswellia sacra trees are farmed in the Middle East. They're pretty coveted because of their medicinal benefits. It takes 8 to 10 years for the tree to mature to the point that the resin is good to be tapped. So that's a pretty labor intensive process too. So frankincense is a lovely oil that's just a little bit pricier. So that's awesome that it's included in the starter kit as a side note.
Yeah, I agree.
So totally an outlier in the span of cost per drop is rose oil. And you have an amazing episode on rose oil. I loved that great episode that you had. Rose oil is, drumroll, $2.33 per drop.
Yeah.
This is Young Living's most expensive oil, by the way. I have a funny story. A girl in our group, she caught her husband like running a bath and he was going to put the rose oil in the bath. And she was like, don't do it. She didn't want all those drops going into her husband's bath. So this one's, if you want to do more research on this, just one fact about this rose oil. It takes about 60,000 rose petals to make this big 1 5-milliliter bottle.
Wow.
Isn't that just crazy?
Yeah. And not to mention, how is that rose grown? I mean, the rose plant is so hard to grow and harvest without chemicals. And that's all that Young Living does. So that's why you'll see a really big price difference. And the species too. I think that a lot of other companies, you know, it might say rose on the bottle, but it might be a very different species of rose. And chances are, if it's an inexpensive bottle of rose, it's going to be cut with something, whether it be synthetic chemicals or a binder or something like that. Yeah.
Yep. Good points. All right. So do you want to hear the list of the most affordable oils?
Yeah. So let's do that. That sounds like a great idea.
These oils, after my calculations, I'm a spreadsheet girl, so I enjoyed this process. I figured out the oils that are all below 10 cents per drop.
Okay, so let's hear them.
Less than a dime per drop. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
At 9 cents per drop, Melrose, which is only one of two blends that makes this list, Palmarosa, Citronella in Cyprus at 8 cents per drop, Eucalyptus radiata, Wintergreen, Fennel, and Grapefruit. At 7 cents per drop, Tangerine, Rosemary, Clove, Citrus Fresh, Pine, and Eucalyptus globulus. At 6 cents per drop, Lime, and 5 cents per drop. 5 cents per drop. That's so affordable. Cedarwood, lemongrass, and orange.
Man, those are like three of my favorite oils as well. I love cedarwood, and everyone knows how much I love lemongrass because I talk about it all the time. That's awesome. So those are some really great oils to use. What are your favorites out of that list?
So it was hard to highlight because I do, just similarly, as you said, I use a lot of these personally. So you really can't go wrong with any of the citrus oils, and they're awesome to diffuse for waking up, uplifting your spirits, your mood, cleansing the air. They're great in your water or your smoothies or your Ningxia Red. Many people use them for cooking as well. And they can also be added to a lot of your body products, but obviously just a note with the citrus oils to be careful with going in the sun because they do have that photosensitive aspect to them.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yep. Another personal favorite is Eucalyptus globulus. This to me is like a spa in a bottle. My mind is just immediately lifted to like a calm place when I smell this oil. I actually add it to my DIY cleaner spray. And Burt's Bees eucalyptus chapstick was like my favorite, and they stopped making it. And so I now have been making my own lip balms with that eucalyptus.
Cool.
Yes. And I think you just had an episode about the three different eucalyptus oils too.
We did. It was just last week. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clove. Clove is like the 1-2 punch for health and wellness. As you guys know, if you're part of Young Living, the Thieves products, clove is a huge component of the Thieves products. It's measuring like off the charts in terms of its immune support capacity. Is about half the cost per drop as the Thieves. Obviously, the Thieves is a blend, so incorporates a bunch of other oils, but it's kind of a must-have. Put it on your order and never look back for the clove. My husband is a teacher, and his students, he's able to diffuse in his classroom. His students love rosemary for concentration, focus. If you're a nursing mom, fennel made that list, and fennel is fantastic for increasing your lactation. And then we're coming up on bug season. So citronella, lemongrass, eucalyptus, bugs hate all those. So if you're looking to make some DIY bug sprays and stuff like that, those are awesome, good choices, affordable choices for that.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. That's a really great list. I mean, there's like, you could just exclusively use all of those oils that you listed and be a happy oiler probably for the rest of your life. So,
well, and that's sort of back to my point about just because that they're lower on the price point, it doesn't mean that they're not valuable. Like they're still all great, you know, to your point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like lemon oil is probably one of the cheapest oils out, maybe like the second or third cheapest oil. And it is such a powerful oil. I mean, there's so much that you can do with lemon, and it has so many benefits to your whole body. So yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point.
Thank you for bringing that up. I totally forgot to mention that I left off the starter kit oils, because I feel like everybody knows pretty well the starter kit oils. Two of the starter kit oils would have made this list. Lemon is about 5 cents per drop, and purification would have also made this list.
Go. I always forget that purification is such like an affordable oil too. Cause for some reason I put it in that higher class category. I think sometimes we do associate value with price, and that's not always the case. So purification, I place like such a high value on it that I just assume I can't afford it, but I totally can.
I think it fell at 9 cents.
Great. Well, this is great. So you've been sharing with us some of the most affordable oils that we have out there. Do you have any tips just about how we stretch the oils out further that we already have?
Yes, I've got five easy tips for this one. The first one is to dilute. So we know that the highest quality oils, which is what we're using, they're very potent. Our oil-infused products are also pretty potent. So if you can, and it's recommended in general that you dilute. So this is an easy suggestion. It doesn't impact the potency, which I think is pretty fantastic in terms of like scientifically how that's working. Great for roller bottles. I like the 5 milliliter size. I've got about 10 of those floating around in my purse, but the 10 milliliters work too. I usually fill it about 3/4 of the way full with the carrier base oil, and then you can add your essential oils. My kiddos like a roller bottle before bed. My husband takes one in his pocket for the school day. You can also make some DIY things with the product. You can make a face serum. I've got a lot of ideas for DIYs with the oils I just mentioned. So I'd be happy to share some of those with you guys too. Second tip is intermittent diffusing. So depending on the diffuser that you have, it actually has an intermittent setting. So the tank capacity will usually get your oils or your diffuser to run like 3 to 4 hours. But if you hit the button, the on button twice, it will change it to the intermittent setting. And that means it'll be either 30 seconds on off or 30 minutes on off, depending on your diffuser. So if you're going on off in that way, you've then stretched your diffuser use to like 6 to 8 hours with the same amount of drops. Number three, knowing the price and the value of the oils that you're using. If you take an example like Panaway, Panaway hovers at about 34 cents per drop. There are some subs, some cypress, eucalyptus, wintergreen that could help you kind of achieve similar results, but are much more affordable. So if you think about how many different oils Young Living has, about 80 single oils, 80 blends, you're bound to have some good options in terms of what you can use and just knowing what is pricier and holding those ones a little closer to the vest. If you don't have one yet, I would totally recommend getting a book to help you sort of reference what's good for what. You can sort of see which on those lists is at a good price point for you.
Yeah, I think when some people look in their reference guides and they'll see like 20 oils listed for one thing, you know, and they're like, oh my God, I don't have all of these oils. That's not what the book is saying. It's just saying that all of these oils could be a good option for whatever it is that you're looking up. And it takes some experimentation.
That's a really good point. If you look on like oil testimonials, you'll see, if you look up like snoring, for example, there'll be like patterns to like what people are finding is working, but different things will work for different people. So it's worth trying.
Yeah, absolutely. And nothing's going to hurt you too. That's always good to remember. Yep. It's just like, well, maybe it didn't work for that, but I'm sure it did something else good for me.
You can't really mess it up.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Tip number four, don't use it. Okay. So I'm probably going to get in trouble for telling you this, but like, if you open the bottle and you just smell right out of the bottle, you're going to get, you know, those olfactory benefits of the smell. In fact, like with cedarwood, they say you can have like 12, up to like 12 huffs of that before bed, and it will totally help you sleep. If you think about that, you haven't even used one drop. You've just been sniffing right out of the bottle. I'll give you an example. I have a bottle of frankincense that's been empty. I keep it in my cup holder in my car. It's been empty forever, but I open it up, it still smells exactly like the day I got it. So I can sort of get that frankincense high going on.
Yeah.
Without
take a hit of Frank. Yeah.
And then finally, doing something with your empty bottles or making sure that they're not actually empty. A lot of people don't know this, but if you pop off the little plastic dropper top, there's usually like three or four drops still left in there, even though you might think the bottle is empty.
Or more. I feel like sometimes I'll pop my top open and just like get like a teaspoon out. I'm like, where did that come from?
Or that's like money under the couch cushion right there.
Yeah.
Some people soak their empties in a vase or a jar, and then they use that water. Or you can soak them in Epsom salt, and then you can use that Epsom salt in your bath.
Yeah, or your diffuser. I mean, not the Epsom salt, but if you soaked your empty bottles in water and then use that water for your diffuser,
Yep. It'd be kind of like a grab bag of surprises.
Right, yeah. Well, those are really awesome tips. Thank you so much for sharing those. Should we move on to talking about just the cheapest way for people to order their oils?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
A couple of things. I think, again, to kind of talk about why it's important to not like try to cut corners, because us thrifty types will be like, oh, well, I can just get that on Amazon. But in this particular case, with this kind of product, you really don't want to do that. You want to trust who you're getting it from and what process it's gone through. That's why we love Seed to Seal. There's no guarantee like it. They're just obsessively checking from the process start and the seed in the soil all the way through to sealing the bottle and getting it to your doorstep. You also have a fantastic episode on Seed to Seal, so people can check that out too.
Thank you. And thank you for bringing up the Amazon thing. I just want to dive into that a little bit more because it's really kind of shocking, I think, for people that never really thought about. I think this can go for anything on Amazon that's like an ingestible product or especially like a vitamin or something like that. But it's just common practice that there's bad people out there on Amazon that will sell you something that is labeled as one thing and inside that product is actually something completely different. And that happens a lot, unfortunately, with Young Living products because it is clearly stated in Young Living's policies that they do not allow their distributors to sell their products on Amazon. So there's only so much they can do to stop that process, but just that in itself makes you kind of think, well, like, then why are these people doing that? And why is this bottle of lavender on Amazon half the price of it from directly from Young Living? And it's probably because it's been opened up and cut in half with a binder or a synthetic or a cheaper version or something like that. So definitely buyer beware for not just with essential oils, but I think with other types of vitamins and supplements as well on Amazon.
One way that we talk about it with our group and in our classes is we say these oils are going on your body and into your body, and it's worth investing in the best. What's the point of putting things that aren't of the best quality into your body? You're actually going to do yourself a disservice.
Yeah, actually, too, I didn't even think about this till now, but for people that kind of shortcut and don't get their own Young Living membership and they go straight to Amazon, they miss out on all the support, which is like what all that added value is for. It's like if you don't set yourself up with a sponsor, they can't hold your hand and answer questions and just be that kind of information guide that is so helpful, especially in the beginning.
I have a short story. One of my kiddos' daycare teachers, she kind of knew that I was, you know, getting going with oil. So we met and chatted. And the next week she said, I went home and I threw away all my over the counter, you know, store bought oils. And I just felt so bad because all her hard earned money, you know, she's taking care of 1.5-year-olds all day, God bless her. And she went home and had to throw everything away.
Oh, no.
So I know you got to trust. You just have to trust that it's going to be the best and in a good investment for you. So the best way to get started is just to take that leap and order the premium starter kit. As I said, it's really the best deal. I'm actually on my third starter kit.
Yeah. Well, it's such a good deal.
It makes so much financial sense. And you get another diffuser.
Yeah, absolutely. So there might be some new listeners out there. We've done a whole episode on the premium starter kit. So you can go back and listen to that, but maybe give like a quick summary of it for people that have no idea what we're talking about.
Yep. You get 11 of the sort of more popular, most commonly used oils. You get a diffuser of your choice. You get some sample packets, some share bottles, and the starter kit is just a great way to dabble. They're the smaller size bottles. They last a really long time, and depending on what you're using them for. The great part about getting the starter kit is that it gets you a membership. And the membership gets you 24% off anything. So you're going to love your lavender. You're going to love your peppermint. You're going to love your lemon. And you're going to run out. And then you're going to want more product. And so if you're a member, which you are, after you get the kit, then your pricing will be much better. So that's a big bonus there.
Yeah, you'll get 24% off all of your future purchases. And that's with no strings attached. So that's a really big misconception too. I'll get people emailing me all the time and they say, well, I really want the kit, but I don't want to sell the oils. And I say, not a problem. You just get the kit, enjoy your 24% off discount and leave it at that. There's no monthly fees or yearly fees or minimums or anything like that.
Yep. And if you know you're committing to living more clean and kicking chemicals, you know, out of your home and all that kind of stuff and your personal care products, your home products, and you're not going to be buying those types of things at the big box stores anymore, then it makes a ton of sense to get on the program called Essential Rewards. So essentially, if you spend about $50 a month, they call it 50 PV, then you are going to get points back or dollars back in your Young Living account to spend on more product. So it adds up really quickly and you can save your points up too. Like if you wanted to buy that coveted bottle of rose oil, you could do that with all of your points.
Yeah.
Additionally, there's great promos every month. These are kickbacks from Young Living, a way to say thank you, and they get better the more that you spend. So it's more free product. Hooray!
Hooray for free!
Hooray. Yeah.
That's great. Yes.
I want to tell you I did some crazy math with our oils that we just mentioned in this episode. So for this month, for the Young Living promo for this month, you could spend 300 PV. That's about $300. You are going to get as your promo, as your kickback, a 15 milliliter of frankincense, 15 milliliter of lavender, a 5 milliliter of blue cypress, and a 5 milliliter of lime. And also a fruit and veggie spray. And I know you're probably like, whoa, $300, that's a lot to spend. But the value of that promo is about $184. So there's some benefit there. So what's funny is you could buy, I listed 18 oils earlier. You could order all 18 of the oils that I listed earlier. You would be at about $285. Then you could throw in a couple of the $6 bottles like lemon, lemongrass, orange are all hovering around that price. So you'd be getting 21 oils. And then with the promo, you'd get an additional 4 bottles. So you'd get 25 oils plus the fruit and veggie spray. If you're on Essential Rewards, you're also going to get your loyalty points back, either 10, 20, or 25% back, depending on how long you've been on ER. So what do you think of that deal?
That's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool. I love it. I love that challenge too. It's like, let's all buy, like get 25 plus oils this month for $300. That's awesome. Well, I love too, like sometimes I feel like I'm at a point where like, I'm kind of good with my oil stash. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll either like hoard my frankincense and buy more frankincense for myself. But I have people asking me all the time, like, hey, can I just buy a bottle of lavender from you or peppermint or thieves? Like definitely thieves. I feel like one month I could order $300 worth of thieves, get all of those free points, all of those bonus oils, and then just sell the thieves off at retail price. So I'd be making bank then as well. So there's a lot of different ways you could really save a lot of money by ordering more. It's kind of funny.
I call that my stash or my inventory, right? So having a little bit, especially if you are doing the business side of Young Living, there's great events like vendor events that you can go to, set up a table. And I've done a few of those and people do, they want to try. And that's kind of our goal is we're sharing. So we want to get oils into this kind of a debated topic,
yeah,
to be honest. But some people are saying, no, you know, starter kit only. Other people say, let's get oils in every, as Young Living says, one of their mission statements, let's get oils in every house in the world. So let's do it.
Let's dive into our closing questions. So what do your daily health habits look like?
Oh, good question. with two little ones, it can vary from day to day, but the number one and number two actually aren't oils related, sleep and water. But obviously oils help with both of those. So for me, I think as I get older, I realize how important it is to listen to your body and to listen closely, because I really believe that it sort of tells you what you need, like greens or protein or fresh air or an immune boosting cup of tea with thieves and lemon and copaiba. So I try to do that. We get really busy, and it's important to sort of take a few moments to say, okay, what is it that I need to help keep me healthy and happy today?
Right. Now, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Our very first change to going chemical free was in our laundry room. So easy is just getting rid of dryer sheets and changing over to wool dryer balls. And never thought I would be making my own laundry detergent, but I have been doing that for a while now. Your laundry room is ironically like the dirtiest room in your house in terms of chemical exposure. So it's just a lot of nasty stuff. And these are two simple ways to get rid of it. If you're using chemical laden products, you know, you're breathing it in while you're doing laundry, then your clothes are outgassing while they're hanging in your closet. And then the worst part perhaps is that they're sitting against your skin and all of your parts all day long. And so, yeah, wool dryer balls are just a great affordable way to go chemical free. They last forever. They actually dry your clothes faster because they're bouncing around in the dryer. That DIY laundry detergent, you only need a tablespoon or two. That's it. You know, everybody's like filling up like a cup full or more of laundry detergent these days, and you actually don't need that much. A little bit goes a long way, especially when it's infused with some of our great cleaning oils like lemon and purification.
Awesome advice. So yeah, I'd love to put some of these recipes you've mentioned on the show notes, and also a link to the dryer wool balls. I think maybe people haven't heard of that. They're like, what in the world is that? So I'll put all of this up on our show notes, and that's going to be at revolutionoils.com/save money. That's revolutionoils.com/save money for the show notes for this episode. And you can find all past episodes there as well. So thank you, Lindsay. This has been awesome.
You're welcome.
This has been just truly amazing. What's the best way for people to connect with you if they want to learn more?
Well, I have a Facebook page. It's called Chemical Free with Lindsay B. We're just up to about 120 followers. So I'd like to double that for all you listeners out there. I'm working on developing more class ideas. I think that's the sort of nerd alert side of me. Definitely my teaching background there. I like new curriculum and new classes. So if anyone has a class idea or would like tips on designing classes, I am here. I can be reached on my Facebook page. And Sam, I just want to say that I have enjoyed your podcast so much. I have learned so much over the last while, just catching up on oils, learning new things, but also engaging with the community that you've built has been really a positive thing for me. So I just want to thank you from all the listeners out there, that we really appreciate your time and commitment to spreading the oily love.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me, really. Thank you so much. Well, I enjoy it too. And I love, especially when I get to interact with my listeners, just like I'm doing with you right now, you know, and to have you on the show, because you don't have to be a crazy experienced expert to just share something that's really helpful for everyone. We're all learning together as we go along. So I'm just really glad that we got to connect in this way, Lindsay. So thank you.
Me too.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.